This country, you've got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
This is Money Talks.
We're back. It's Money Talks. I'm Bill Laco, Ted Parrish, Troy Harmon. We've got the alphabet soup here because CFA, CFA, are you CVA yet?
No. Nope.
Almost CVA, CFP, EIEIO.
You came on really strong then.
Did I? I'm waking up, man. I took, I got the sinus thing and... You know how you take those Aleve tablets or whatever and makes you a little drowsy?
I double dare you to press the music with Wyclef on right now. Get live. Show me something.
Jeez. All right. Look, when we went to break, I made the announcement that consistency may pay off, a study finds, in your 401k plan. So the Employee Benefit Research Institute, EBRI, and the Investment Company Institute, that's you guys, right? ICI? Isn't that a membership y'all belong to? It's
no.
Not y'all?
No. It's not
CFA Institute.
All right. Well, the study was titled, What Does Consistent Participation in 401k Plans Generate? Changes in 401k account balances 2007 to 2012. This tells you I have no life because I read this stuff.
Mm-hmm. I just figured you had insomnia. That's
well, right. Yeah, Ambien wasn't helping me here. So they analyzed 7.5 million 401k participants consistently throughout this five-year period. So they were comparing results from that and then the broader database of about 24 million participants. And so these particular people, now if you think about it, 07 was the top at the time. Yeah. And then we had 08, 09. Everybody remember 08, 09?
Oh, yeah.
Most of 2010.
Yeah.
And then we had the turnaround 11, 12. This study does not include 2013, which was, what, a 33% up year or something like that?
Yeah, it's 30. Yep.
Okay, so the average annual return was 6.8%.
Wow.
Now, if you add the, I don't know how you would geometrically link the 33% from 2013, I'm guessing that return is going to be closer to 10.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Maybe a little higher.
So I remember during that period of time, because I was running my vignettes on Talk 920, and I got two or three phone calls from people saying, are you the stupidest financial advisor ever? Where can you get 6, 7, 8% in the stock market? Well, you were right. I am the stupidest financial advisor ever. But somehow, because I stayed invested, I managed to get.
That's right. Mm.
So I think the reality is that people have to take a look and say, I'm not going to make willy-nilly decisions about my money.
Right.
I appreciate, because I heard a few people brag about how their play accounts, they went to cash in 07.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, got back in.
Yeah. Probably like mid-09.
Right.
No.
Did not happen.
No.
Don't believe it happened. Don't even talk about it happening.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a horrible time. One that is ingrained in our memory. But what's interesting is, and we talked about this a little bit last week, that is if you had been Rip Van Winkle and just went to sleep,
it'd be okay.
You would have woken up today going, man, this is a great market.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know?
Oh, no
so
doubt.
We are going to have volatility, folks. I mean, yep. It is time for us to have a serious correction. I don't know why, if it's Ebola, if it's, I don't know, pick a reason why the market wants to sell off.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? If you don't need the money in the next 10 years, why do you care?
Right.
Go hug your kids. Go out to dinner with your wife. Do something.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You can't worry about this. What you have to worry about are the 15 different ways you choose earnings per share, which sounds like a bunch of BS to me, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh, this is serious business.
No, it is. But reality-wise is you want to make sure the investments you're in make sense for what you're trying to do.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Spend a little research time on expenses.
You don't want to buy GoPro right now and put it in the trunk and leave it there. Because yeah. GoPro may not be around.
If you're into dividends and you're into high quality, you know, McDonald's, Johnson & Johnson, Home Depot, pick a who, whatever.
Yeah.
Make sure you're watching it, and I'm not giving stock picking advice. That's you boys' opportunity to do that. But at the end of the day, just because it falls 10%, if there's not something fundamentally wrong with it, because I'm pretty sure Apple dropped.
Oh yeah, 25% over the past 6 years, like five or six times.
Right. And look at where we're at now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, I what do they say about the tortoise and the hare?
Yeah, well, the one
Some
thing
of these
you
old
to...
analogy. I'm really old now, man, because I'm starting to quote my dad, which is just not good.
Yeah, we've been noticing the pockets on your pants riding up. You're going to be holding them up with your armpits soon. The thing that you have to watch is corporate earnings. And I'll tell you that the stock market is a whole lot more volatile than corporate earnings.
Yeah.
When you see companies that, as Bill mentioned, McDonald's, all these Disney's, companies mm-hmm. that you know are out there making money, the news is a lot of what drives that volatility in the market. But human beings don't do a very good job of forecasting just how bad or how good things are going to be.
Right.
But you can see over history that you hold on to your assets for 10 years. We've got some pretty good studies we've done. You can see the average, and it didn't go straight to there, but about 10%.
Yeah,
10.5%. Almost every rolling 10-year period.
Well, and I want to remind people, especially most of our listeners who remember the late 70s and early 80s, in that period of time, that decade, the 70s through probably the first few years in the 80s, was tough.
Yeah.
Not only with the oil embargo and super high inflation, but the market really didn't do a whole lot. And if you superimpose, I'm not a technician, but we've done this.
Right.
If you superimpose 2000 over mm-hmm. 1970, you have a very
similar pattern.
Right.
Yeah. So where I was going with that is, so if you take from about 1982 to about 1999, it was pretty much a straight up ride, even though we all remember Black Monday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Anybody surprised the market's selling off in October?
No, it's when it generally tends to get real volatile.
Okay, just
late September.
Because we've never had sell-offs in October. That's
right.
Never happened
except
in the history of the world.
Except 1929 and
right.
Yeah,
Lehman Brothers happened in September.
You know, look, we remember the dot-coms. We remember, right. You know, there have been plenty of Argentina, Mexico devaluation. You know, so there's always going to be reasons.
Long-term
so
capital management.
Just buy good quality stuff. I mean, even if you're into the. Well, I guess I wouldn't say penny stocks because none of that's good quality. But, you know, right. I mean, pick your discipline and stick to it, and you're going to be fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And we've seen also some studies that show how much impact just a few days being out of the market can make.
Right.
If you miss like 40 days in a 80-year period or something, it takes away.
Takes away least, everything. Might as well just be in money market.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
So normally I would have started the show by telling everybody to
sell.
Sell!
Oh.
Is that how I should end the show?
Sound like a broken
I'm glad
now.
You made it, Bill. I'm glad I yelled for you
Come on,
came.
Man. I almost jumped out the window.
Yeah.
Did you see the market?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you going to buy? When you sell?
Oh, we're going to start with the highest dividend paying stocks there are to buy.
Yeah.
That are of quality.
Like a net cash flow.
Stocks.
Oh, you just said to sell. I mean, what
you asked me what I was going to buy. I hope everybody else sells. I want a 20% decline.
Oh, I got you.
I'm not front running if I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He wants a broad-based market sell-off so he can buy.
20%.
He's not selfish at all. None whatsoever.
And everybody else out there should be thinking the same thing.
And they should stay out of the market.
If you're investing,
next time.
When do you care what the market's worth? When you're selling.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Gene's not here.
Yeah. That's it.
All right. So you got to train me for the job.
It is all about the
Benjamin.
Got
to retrain me for the job. Slice to heaven.
Yeah.
Sorry I missed the first two segments.
Actually,
mark it up or down. You going to say it, Bill?
Flat.
Flat.
See you next week.
Up.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.